The economic ripples may begin at the Reserve Bank, but it's families paying off mortgages in suburbs across Australia who'll be feeling the financial pain if interest rates do indeed increase today. Thousands of Australian families are already having trouble paying their mortgages because of high household debt and successive rate rises. Now there are predictions another rise could put thousands out of their homes as loan defaults increase and families are unable to cope. AM's Michael Edwards travelled to Western Sydney to gauge the mood on the eve of the Reserve Bank's decision.
Love you, Mum.
Love you too.
Love you, Dad.
Good night, Mum.
Good night.
Good night, Dad. Good night.
It's a typical weeknight for Dennis and Joanne Budimir at their home in the Western Sydney suburb of Maryong. They kiss their two sons goodnight and look forward to some time alone to unwind. But for the Budimirs, who have a large mortgage on their house, it's hardly a time to relax.
A bummer, really. Like costing, you know, every time it goes up, it's, you know, costing you $50 more a month, roughly.
Dennis Budimir is a self-employed carpenter, while Joanne Budimir works in sales. Joanne Budimir says an extra $50 a month in interest payments may not sound like much, but it does make things tight for the family budget.
Pretty tight when you're trying to send them both to a good school and get all the school books and uniforms and school shoes and things like that.
And one thing Dennis Budimir says he doesn't want to hear if rates do rise is an excuse from Kevin Rudd.
They're saying they've inherited the problem, but he promised he was going to fix it, so what's the point of saying I inherited the problem?
While the Budimirs say they'll have to tighten their belts, they're confident they'll be able to maintain their mortgage. But they're not optimistic about the overall situation, especially as Joanne Budimir's parents are having to sell their house. Mrs. Budimir's father, Joe, is now on a disability pension after working for 40 years. He says he's been forced to put his house in the nearby suburb of Quakers Hill on the market because he just can't keep up with the rising costs of living. He's making a personal plea to the Reserve Bank not to raise rates because he fears many more people will end up in his situation.
If it's any possibility for Reserve Bank not to go ahead with the interest rate, it will not just help my families, I mean my daughters, or it will help so many others, probably hundreds of thousands of people who are really, really struggling.
Leo Kelly is the mayor of Blacktown, the local council where the Budimirs and their parents live. Mr. Kelly says the Blacktown area is a diverse mix both ethnically and socioeconomically, with many new release areas attracting young families who are building big houses with big mortgages. He says he can see the evidence that these people are being hit hard by interest rate rises.
They probably borrow above their means and then find that when this situation arises, they're in extreme difficulty, and there's a lot of for sale signs going up in a lot of those areas already.
Blacktown Mayor Leo Kelly ending Michael Edwards' report.